Joe, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Jay Cutler. Wow.
Looked pretty good, didn't he?
He sure did.
I tell you, that's
he can spin it.
He looked like a guy who's really sort of settled into things, and then you know they added Royal as who's going to be a great weapon for them because they were sort of depleted offensively a little bit, but he looked really comfortable and totally in command in that game and threw for 299 and two scores.
Hey, by the way, how about Jamie Winborn?
Yeah.
He was flying around making
dealing
some
out
plays.
Some hits.
Well, that's we saw that when he was here. You know, he's a guy that only has one speed, and it's full speed all the time. One of the things I remember most about Jamie when he played at Vanderbilt was a lot of times you would go to practice, and the coaches, you know, in the middle of the week would tell guys, okay, we're going to run this drill, and Frank, you're familiar with it. And, you know, we're just going to butt them up. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to go full speed tackling. We're just going to butt guys up, and so Jamie didn't know how to do that. Jamie would just drill guys. And the coaches would just yell at him because he was hitting, you know, running backs on Wednesday. And Jamie was like, well, if we're going to play football, let's play football. And that's the way he always played.
And Jamie Winborn, of course, a Woody Woodenhofer favorite.
Hey, Jamie, knock it off. We'll put you on the golf cart and send you to the locker room.
They made him run the field a few times, that's for sure. But that's right. Yeah, Jamie was a terrific terrific player for Vanderbilt. And I'm glad to see he's landed someplace where maybe he can sort of settle in and do some good.
I thought it was funny yesterday to hear Bobby Johnson talk about how much he realized the impact that ESPN has after a recruiting trip over the weekend and wearing his Vanderbilt gear and people recognizing him in the airport for more than just being a Steve Martin lookalike.
Yeah, he had told me the same thing earlier that, you know, he got people stopped him in the Dallas airport and the Shreveport airport and at the hotel and you know, everywhere he went that sort of tells you the impact of how many people are watching that game. And you know, the good news is recruits are too. And I think it's when you have a performance like that in that kind of stage, it can't do anything but help you.
Joe, nice honor for Patrick Benoit.
Yep, sure was. 15 tackles for him. And you know, actually, I think Vanderbilt had a couple of guys who certainly were candidates for Defensive Player of the Week. Patrick, of course, with 15 tackles and did a lot in pass coverage as well. I think Greg Billinger had an outstanding game, you know, at a defensive tackle position to get two sacks and a blocked field goal. You know, he had a lot of impact as well, but you know, that's you know, Patrick is one of those guys that has just sort of quietly played along and done his job. And so many people have talked about, oh, they lose Jonathan Goff, they lose Marcus Buggs, they're really going to be in trouble at linebacker. Well, Patrick is one of those guys that stepped in along with Chris Marv and John Stokes, and actually has given them a good linebacking crew.
Joe, one of the unfortunate things from the South Carolina game was the loss of Daron Speed. We talked about that a little bit yesterday, but I guess the good news is you have some experienced guys that are, you know, the second string or, you know, guys who are a part of the rotation in the secondary who've at least played a lot of Southeastern Conference football.
Well, you've got Josh Allen and Jared Fagan who are both veterans who played a lot of minutes. But it does force the coaches, I think, to maybe rethink some things about how they're going to deploy that defense, especially in a nickel package. I know Bobby was talking, you know, do you bring in a Fagan or an Allen in the nickel, or do you move a DJ Moore to the nickel position and bring in one of those guys at corner because they played more at corner? So it may force the secondary to move two positions because of the one injury. Yes, they do have depth, but, gosh, with the broken leg now by Speed and a broken leg by Chris Reinert at wide receiver, you know, the doctor's list is just getting way too long this early in the season. Hopefully at some point we'll start to get some of these guys back, like a George Smith and an Alex Washington and a Brandon Bryant. But I don't think any of those guys are going to be back this week.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.